Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. And it has been a day of blessing. And I pray that your day has been a blessed day as well. As we meet again at the table to receive more richness through the Word of God in this teaching series under the umbrella of discipleship. And we are going to break bread together, as they say, with my host, Harold Copeland. Minister Copeland will continue to walk us through the scriptures to see and come to a wonderful, solid foundation of understanding how we are to be discipled through the Word of God as we continue to look at the atonement. And I hope you come ready, willing, and able, and as hungry as you know how, with your Bibles ready and pencils and paper to take notes, that you can reflect back, as we know that the blood of Jesus is the only way to heaven.
Amen.
So, Minister Copeland, would you continue to lead us as we follow through the teaching series under the umbrella of discipleship?
Amen. We rejoice evermore. And we pray without ceasing. In all things, we give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hello, everybody. God bless you. As you know, I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith. Oh, yes, we are in studio together again. We always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio broadcasts. We want you to know it is always an honor and always a privilege to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. Oh, yes, and we want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you. We thank God for your life. But most importantly, God loves you. He has a plan for your life. And every time you open your heart and receive the Word of God, our God is downloading revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit. And this revelation knowledge will take you to your divine destiny. And you too shall fulfill God's divine plan and divine call for your life. On the series under the umbrella of discipleship. And we're coming to the end. We're getting close to the end. Let me say it that way. We're getting close to the end of the topic called the atonement. And we are down to one nugget that the Spirit of God wanted me to release concerning this topic. And we're just going to see how many days he will take. We can close it today, or we may have to go another week, but we will see. We will let God have his way. So the way the Spirit of the Lord wants to take us is we're going to use a word from the New Testament called sozo, and we spell it S-O-Z-O. Write that down. And I am not going to give you the strong concordance definition of the word sozo. We are going to release some scriptures, and out of the scriptures are going to define what the word sozo means. And it will all come together, and God shall be glorified, and we shall get our victory, and the devil shall be horrified. So let's jump right into the teaching. We're going to start out, like always, with our launch pad scripture, which comes out of the book of Matthew, chapter number 28, starting with verse 16 to through verse 20.
Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen.
Amen. Now, concerning the topic, the atonement, we do have two witnesses. Well, we call it foundational scriptures, but I'm going to call them witnesses. And one witness come out of the Old Testament, and the other witness come out of the New Testament. And let us hear from our witness from the Old Testament, which is Psalms, out of the book of Psalms, chapter number 103. Verses 1, 2, and 3.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases?
Amen. And our second witness from the New Testament, Reverend Brother Peter, that'll be 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 24.
And it reads this way: bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed.
Amen. Now, let's set up the foundation for sozo. S-O-Z-O, and that scripture will come out of Galatians, chapter number 1, verse 4.
Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father.
Amen. Who gave, that's Jesus, gave himself. He did it for us, for our sins, your sins and my sins, to bring forth a deliverance, to deliver us. I know I needed deliverance. You don't have to say anything, but I know. You can use that as a rhetorical question. You can be quiet and think about it, but I needed deliverance. And deliverance from this present. All right, let's focus on present. Let's keep present. That means now. Deliverance now. Present. It's not somewhere out there in the future, but it's right now. And it goes on to say, according to the will, so it's God's will for us to be delivered now. I like that. For us to be delivered now. Okay. So Jesus gave himself for our sins that he, Jesus, might deliver us from this present evil world, that's now, right now, the world to come. So Jesus died, shed his blood, the atonement, not just for us to go to heaven, but for us to live heaven right now. In other words, for heaven to come to us and in us and through us and begin to work in us now while we're down here on earth. So heaven comes to us and begin to function on the inside of us before we go to heaven. Now. We look at, many people think what Jesus produced through his death, this came through his death, his burial and resurrection. And some people think it's only for the spiritual, eternal life. So Jesus died that when we get to heaven, we could benefit. But this scripture is saying something different, that Jesus died for the present, for the now, that heaven could come to us and we can enjoy heaven now while we're down here on earth. And those that think that he died so we can go to heaven and all will be over, they sing songs like, when we all get to heaven, what a day it will be. And, you know, there's a song that say, I can only imagine, you know, heaven shall be awesome. And we know that. Amen. But Jesus was focusing on delivering us from this present. That's that word, a key word, present. That's now. Present evil world. Yes, and the world is evil because the world is of a fallen state. And that's another teaching in the future, but I just tell you, and you pray about it, that this world that we live in is an evil world, and we need delivered now while we are in here, in this world, and God knew that, all-knowing God, he knew that. That's why he allowed his son to give up his life so we can enjoy a deliverance now while we are in this present evil world, and we take the enjoyment of this deliverance when it's time for us to enter heaven. Amen. We bring the joy of the heaven in us into the joy of the heaven that's in the presence of our God. So we're not just saved from hell, which is a good thing. That's good. We're not just saved from eternal death. That's good. That's awesome. But we can't forget the other parts of it. For the scripture that was read in Psalm 103 and say, forget not. Amen. If we just focus on not going to hell, then we're forgetting some blessings and some benefits. And you know I got to take it all the way. If we forget the blessings and the benefits, it takes us out of faith. And the word of God tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please, and we're not pleasing to God. Amen. So that's our duty through the power of the Spirit of the living God. is to bring remembrance to the people of God. All, somebody say all, that's a beautiful word. All that God has done for us, not somewhere over yonder, but all that God has done for us now in this present world. So God saved us from our sins. He saved us from future punishment, which is good. But Jesus also came to deliver us now. Somebody say now. Hallelujah. And we're delivered now. Jesus came to protect us now. Somebody say now. He's protecting us. Glory to God. And he comes to provide for us now. Amen. Deliver, protect, and provide for us in this present evil world. Hallelujah. And because of the death, Jesus' death, amen, our benefit is not out there in front of us in the future, but our benefit is now. We're delivered. Somebody say, I'm delivered. We're protected. Somebody say, I'm protected. And we have provision. Somebody say, my God provide all of my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Amen. Okay, so let's look at the Greek word sozo. Greek, you know, it comes out of the New Testament, and we understand that the New Testament is written in the Greek. So the Greek word sozo, and through the Strong Concordance, we will find it over 100 times in the New Testament, the sozo, the New Testament, the New Covenant that God has with the modern day believers. You know who the modern day believers? That's us. Okay, sozo. It's a all encompassing word for salvation. Somebody say salvation. Okay, that's one definition. Write it down. Write it down. We're gonna write down the definition as we get done. Okay, one definition is salvation. Now, we can take salvation and we can also say saved. Let's write down saved. You know, some people say, I'm saved, you know. And then we have other people say, receive salvation. And both of those words are under the umbrella of sozo, okay? But we have a past tense of the form of the word that says saved. You know, when your friends come to you and say, I went to church last night and I got saved. Right, saved. That's the past tense. I did it last night. I got saved. S-A-V-E-D. So salvation. Saved and saved goes under the umbrella of sozo. And that's where most churches stop. And you know what happens when they stop. I'm going to have to remind you. When they stop right there with salvation, save, and saved, you got it. They're forgetting. Yes, they are. And what the scripture and Psalms say, forget not all. Oh, you catching it. You catching it. You're catching it. Man, and what happened when we forget? We're sinning. Oh, yes. Why? Because we're out of faith. That's right. You all are some good disciples. And what happened when we're out of faith? We cannot please God. Amen. Good students. Okay. Sozo. So we have salvation, we have saved, and we have saved, And most churches stop there, but we won't stop. We got to press in. Why? Because we are not forgetters. Amen. We are faith walkers. Amen. We please our God. And we believe God. And we thank him for all, somebody say all, the benefits that he has made available. And once we take a closer look at this very important word, we'll see that along with salvation, we have much more than just the forgiveness of sin. And sozo, it's just four letters, S-O-Z-O, but it's a powerful, very important little word. So sozo is taking us to the atonement. And we remember what the atonement means. We're going to use the spelling of the word to bring forth our layman translation. The first two letters, at, next three, O-N-E, one, and the last four, ment, M-E-N-T, which means with. Definition of sozo is at one with who? God. Hallelujah. That's a beautiful place to be. At one with our Father. Thank you, Lord. And it's always in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And through what? The power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm getting happy myself in here. Okay. So we're going to allow sozo to pull out the benefits. And sozo is going to teach us, get your Bibles, because we got to go through some scriptures. I told you I was not going to use the strong concordance, but I'm going to use scriptures to show the definition and the benefit that sozo is going to pull off the atonement, which is the cross of Jesus Christ. Okay, sozo is translated 38 times in reference to forgiveness of sin. That's 38 times. And let's just let some scripture show us that. Let's go to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 21.
And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
Okay, let's look at the B part of that scripture. For he shall save. Let's stop at save. What do save mean? Sozo. Yes. For he shall sozo his people from their sins. And that is the salvation sozo. Another scripture, 1 Corinthians, the 1, verse 21.
For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe.
1 Corinthians? Okay. The word we're looking for is also on the B part. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save. And what does save mean? Sozo. To sozo them that believe. And that is the salvation sozo. Salvation, saved, and saved. The past tense. And we know the word of God says that his word is established on two or three witnesses. So we will bring in one more witness out of the book of Hebrews. Hebrews. Chapter 7. Verse 25.
Therefore, he is also able to save uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
Beautiful. Able to save, lift up and save, and that means sozo. Able to sozo. And this is the salvation sozo. Now, we are going to pull out other meanings of sozo, and yes, it will be from the scriptures also. But before we leave the salvation sozo, I feel a nudge of the Holy Ghost, since we have read three scriptures concerning the salvation sozo. That word, these scriptures, has opened up the door to the most important moment of all of our lives. Amen. And we get the opportunity, before we move on to the other benefits sozo has, we get the opportunity for those who haven't received the salvation sozo to receive it, and then they can move with us into the other blessings that sozo has for us. So I sense the nudge in my spirit man to stop, to drop, and to pray that we will release the broadcast to the woman of God that is anointed with a spirit of salvation to take the people to the cross to receive God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I am so excited. I love this moment. I love seeing people come into the family of God. So I'm going to get out the way, and I'm going to release the broadcast to Minister Kenita Smith. Take her to the cross.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, this is our opportunity. This is your opportunity for us to come together, touching and agreeing that you have made a decision to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. This is a very important time of your life at this broadcast, that we take a moment to just rest and relish in the love of God, that you will be a child of God. Why? Because you have chosen today. Allow him to move in, set up residence in your heart for the remaining of your life. Why? Because he loved you so much that he gave himself, that you would have a right to the tree of life. So we partner together, and I encourage you, my brothers and sisters who are listening to the broadcast, let's touch and agree together. And for the ones who are listening today, and you don't know that you're saved, or you're doubting whether or not you are, or you know that you have not given your life to Christ at all, then this is the hour for you to surrender your heart, lift up holy hands, and repeat after me. So if we can touch and agree together, now it's my words, but prepare your heart wholeheartedly to come to the throne of grace. So we are going to pray a prayer of salvation. And I just want to reiterate how important it is for us to do this and extend Christ to you, so that you would be in the family of faith. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, I love you, need you. I have come to a place in my life that I know you have brought me to surrender my life to you. I know I'm a sinner, but I know what you did on the cross. I know it was your blood, Lord, that saved my soul. I know it was your blood that redeemed me. Here I am with outstretched hand saying, I love you and I need you. I didn't know how to come. I didn't know how to think, and I didn't have who I needed. Lord, I come now, today. I surrender my life to you. I believe by faith that you died for me. It was your amazing grace that kept me from every situation, from every wrong choice, and you brought me through every valley low. Here I am, Lord. I need you. I love you. And I thank you. I believe and I receive by faith that you are my Redeemer. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, Brother Harold and I are super excited that you have given your life to Christ. And now we welcome you in the family of faith, and that you seek out a Bible teaching church, as we always encourage you to do, that you would be baptized by submersion of water. And when you get up, you will let the world know that you are a Christ follower. Hallelujah. And we encourage you also to seek out a small group Bible study, Sunday school in that church, that you would be discipled, continue to be discipled, that you would grow and go in grace. And always remember not to forget to plug in to Mission from the Heart Radio. And the extra of being discipled is always a benefit, always a benefit. So we are just excited. The angels are rejoicing, and we just know that your life has been changed. And we encourage you to cleave to the Lord, regardless of what may be. Always cleave to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Brother Harold?
Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the family of God, my brothers and sisters. You have made the greatest decision that any individual will have to make in a lifetime. And now your lifetime is not just one lifetime. Your lifetime is eternal. And you shall live forever in this beautiful, wonderful family of our Lord and our God. Welcome. And we just thank you for jumping on board while we was teaching the salvation sozo. And it comes in the form of salvation, saved, and saved. And most churches agree and believe in the salvation sozo. But that's where they stop. So we finna press on, as our brother Paul would tell us, we finna press on toward the mark, and we are going to receive everything that Sozo has for us, because it's the benefit that God has given us in this present age, this present evil world, for us to use now. Amen. So Sozo was translated 53 times as saved. We know that that's in reference to the forgiveness of our sin. And, hey, we can't take that for granted. I have to thank God for that. Glory to God. And I'm sure my brothers and sisters that came into the family, I know you thank God, and I praise God with you. Hallelujah. Amen. To get into the ark of the safety of eternal. Now, there were times where the same word, sozo, the same Greek word was translated, and we will let our brother Mark in the book of Mark bring out the translation. I'm not going to even say it. I'm going to let Mark say it. Mark chapter 5. Verse 23.
And it reads, "And begged him earnestly, saying, My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed. And she will live."
Amen. Glory. Okay, so that was Jairus talking to Jesus. Jairus besought Jesus. His little daughter was close to death. And Jairus, he said, "I pray, come and lay your hands on, glory to God, that she, the little girl," and my translation says, "may be healed." Let's stop at healed. Now, what do you think healed means? Sozo. That's right. Write it down. Another definition for sozo is healed. That she shall be healed and she shall live. The word heal is referring to, so heal is, it's not a spiritual healing. Now that's is included in the atonement, but this healing is a physical healing. So make sure you write physical healing. And at this story with Jairus and Jesus and Jairus' daughter unfolds, the girl actually died. And Jesus raised her from the dead. We're going to read that. Same book, Mark, same chapter 5, but we are going to read from 35 through 43.
While he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be afraid, only believe." And he permitted no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. Then he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and saw a tumult, and those who wept and wailed loudly. When he came in, he said to them, "Why make this commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping. And they reconciled. No, they ridiculed him. But when he put them all aside, he took the father and the mother of the child and those who were with him and entered where the child was laying. Then he took the child by the hand and said to her, Talitha Kumai, which is translated, little girl, I say to you, arise. Immediately, the girl arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age. And they were overcome with great amazement, but he commanded them strictly that no one should know it, and said that something should be given her to eat.
Amen. Now, on our solo journey, we entered into Salvation Solo, and we went to Save Solo, to the past tense, Saved Solo. And we stepped into, well, we picked up our new family members. And once we picked up our new family members, we went into a healing sozo. And we let it be known it wasn't a spiritual or emotional healing, but it was a physical healing. And along with that physical healing came a physical resurrection. So physical resurrection also means sozo. So that definition, we have salvation, we have saved, we have healed, we have physical healing, and we have physical resurrection. Now this same word, sozo, forgiveness of sin, physical healing, physical resurrection, has another meaning. And we're going to let Dr. Luke, you know Luke was a doctor. He was a real PhD. He was the only very educated man that Jesus had on his team. So Dr. Luke, chapter 8, verse 36. Chapter 8, verse 36. Okay, and what we have is they also, which saw it, told them, by what means he that was possessed of the devil was healed. And we find sozo from the words possessed of the devil. And when we break that down, what we get is deliverance from devils and demons. That's what sozo means. Deliverance from devils and demons. That's another meaning. I told you we had a lot. That one little four-letter word, S-O-Z-O, has many definitions, different definitions, and it brings a lot of the benefits, a lot of the benefits that God has for us. And we cannot forget, you remember what was read in Psalms 103, forget not. So we have salvation, we have saved, we have the past tense, saved, we have healed, healing, physical healing, and physical resurrection. And from Luke chapter 8, verse 36, we have deliverance from demons. That's sozo. That's the power of our Lord and the power of our God. And these are the benefits that God has given to us. And it's not in the great by and by when we get over yonder, but it's right now in this present evil world. And see, in Luke chapter 8, what we have is, we know the story. It's commonly called the Gadarene demoniac. And this man had so many evil spirits in him that nobody could hold him. And man, those spirits made this man strong. And the man, he often did bad things to himself. He broke chains and he tried to hurt himself. And this shows that sozo, deliverance from demons, have to take place before a person can have the mindset to receive salvation, or before a person can receive their healing. So we add that to our list of sozo, deliverance from demonic oppression. Let's go to the book of Acts. The book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 9.
This man heard Paul speaking. Paul, observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed.
Amen. So Paul was speaking. And Paul saw a man. You know, Paul was deep in the spirit because he could see with his spiritual eyes the faith that was upon this man. And Paul saw that this man had faith to be healed. And we stop at the word healed, and we know what healed means, sozo. And Paul saw that the man had faith to be sozo. So this man was crippled. He was a crippled man. And Paul could perceive by the Spirit that this crippled man had faith to be sozo, which is healed. So sozo means the lame to walk. Add that to your definition. The lame walk is sozo. And that man was healed that very moment. Let's go to the book of James. James, chapter 15. No, James, chapter 5. Excuse me. James, chapter 5, verse 15.
And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven.
Prayer of faith shall save, that's sozo, save the sick. So in this sozo, we have the healing of the sick, but we also have the salvation too. So this sozo, save and heal. Then he say, and the Lord shall raise him up. And raise him up is another form of sozo. Raise him up. And if he had committed sin, they shall be forgiven. What is forgiven? Sozo. They shall be forgiven him. They shall be sozo him. So in that book, in the book of James, we have the salvation, we have the healing, and we have the forgiven. Sozo, very powerful word. And we see in another emphasis, perceiving the thoughts of the scribes and the Pharisees. And he asked them a question. Let's see what Jesus asked the scribes and the Pharisees. And Luke, going back to Dr. Luke, chapter 6, Luke, chapter 6. And verse 9, Luke, chapter 6, verse 9.
Then Jesus said to them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it?
Amen. And the B part, or to do evil, then we got what? To save, and save means sozo. To save life, to sozo life, or to destroy. And Jesus hemmed them up because they couldn't answer. And look what Jesus did. Jesus turned and healed sozo, turned and sozo the man with the withered right hand. And Jesus wasn't just talking about the forgiveness of sin, but he also meant the healing of that man's withered hand. Hallelujah. And Jesus is still sozoing today. And we only got halfway through our teaching today, and we're going to finish up next week. But before we leave, I just want to remind you, because of the atonement, that you reign in life in Jesus Christ. Somebody say, I reign. And you walk by faith and not by sight. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are rooted, you are grounded in love because Christ dwells within you. Somebody say, Christ dwells within me. And because Christ dwells within you, you are a partaker of God's divine nature, and you have the victory of sozo. And we're going to finish sozo next week. And now, God bless you. I'll turn you back over to the hands to our host, Minister Smith.
Amen. 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 Wonderful, 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 rich nuggets of sozo. And I tell you, our eyes have been opened, and I pray that yours have been too, to understand a Greek word, sozo, and how it has many meanings concerning our life. And that is a blessing. So with that word so easy to remember, so easy to articulate, especially in the Greek, sozo is a nugget that you could take away and share with someone else what you have learned today. And that's what discipleship is all about, is to go into the world and share the gospel of Jesus Christ, what you have been trained and taught to do. And that's why we meet here every week, in order for us to grow and go in grace. And this is what Jesus wanted his disciples to do. So we just thank you for being a faithful listener of this broadcast, Mission from the Heart. We will be back again, Brother Harold and I, continuing this lesson under the umbrella of discipleship. Tell somebody about this blessing that you receive every week because you are faithful and listening to the broadcast. But let others in your circle of influence know how much this has been a blessing to you so that they would be blessed by it as well. So again, this brings us to the end of this particular broadcast today. but we will be meeting again. Always remember, the grass wither and the flowers, they fade season after season, but the word of God, oh, you can rest assured, it will remain forever and ever. So God bless you and thank you, and we will meet again. Continue to stay steadfast in the faith.